Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Paper is very important in our lives. However, we shouldn't forget that it's made from one of the most valuable resources on this planet, trees. Paper items are often quickly used up and thrown away, but trees take many years to grow. Our company sells high-quality items made only from recycled paper. Do you need paper towels, coffee filters, plates and cups? We have all of these. Visit us online at www.greenpaper.com or at one of our many shops across the UK. Two.
As you can see, this building has three floors. We're going to start on the ground floor, where we'll learn about the history of papermaking. Then on the first floor, you'll get to see the different stages of the papermaking process. And then we'll go to the second floor, where you'll be able to create your own piece of paper to take home as a souvenir. By the way, on our website, we've got an interactive game about the history of paper. Don't forget to check it out later. OK, are you ready? Follow me.
Three. Cranes are beautiful birds that have long necks and very big wings. According to Japanese tradition, if you make 1,000 origami paper cranes, your wish will come true. I'm not good at origami, but I want to try it. And what is my wish? I want more people who follow me on my internet channel to realize that cranes are birds which really need our help. So watch me fold my first paper crane in this short film. In my next film, I'll tell you about how you can help these beautiful birds and show you some clips from my recent trip to Japan. Four.
You may wonder why there's so much paper on your desks. I want you to work in teams of three to construct the tallest paper tower you can. You can't use more than 30 sheets of paper. Afterwards, I'm going to test how well you've built it. Your tower needs to be strong enough to carry the weight of the book I'm holding in my hand. When you finish, we'll find out who the winner is. So, choose your partners, make your plans, and get to work.
Five. Hi, John. It's such a pity you weren't able to go hiking in the Lake District with me yesterday. While I was there, I came across a bridge in a really beautiful location. I took a few photos and recorded a short video. The amazing thing about the bridge is that it is made completely out of paper. In fact, 22,000 sheets of paper were needed to construct it, but no glue, metal, or wood was used. The bridge was created by an environmental artist called Steve Messam. I'm going back there next weekend. Would you like to come?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. Paper is very important in our lives. However, we shouldn't forget that it's made from one of the most valuable resources on this planet, trees. Paper items are often quickly used up and thrown away, but trees take many years to grow. Our company sells high-quality items made only from recycled paper. Do you need paper towels, coffee filters, plates and cups? We have all of these. Visit us online at www.greenpaper.com or at one of our many shops across the UK. Two.
As you can see, this building has three floors. We're going to start on the ground floor, where we'll learn about the history of papermaking. Then on the first floor, you'll get to see the different stages of the papermaking process. And then we'll go to the second floor, where you'll be able to create your own piece of paper to take home as a souvenir. By the way, on our website, we've got an interactive game about the history of paper. Don't forget to check it out later. OK, are you ready? Follow me.
Three. Cranes are beautiful birds that have long necks and very big wings. According to Japanese tradition, if you make 1,000 origami paper cranes, your wish will come true. I'm not good at origami, but I want to try it. And what is my wish? I want more people who follow me on my internet channel to realize that cranes are birds which really need our help. So watch me fold my first paper crane in this short film. In my next film, I'll tell you about how you can help these beautiful birds and show you some clips from my recent trip to Japan. Four.
You may wonder why there's so much paper on your desks. I want you to work in teams of three to construct the tallest paper tower you can. You can't use more than 30 sheets of paper. Afterwards, I'm going to test how well you've built it. Your tower needs to be strong enough to carry the weight of the book I'm holding in my hand. When you finish, we'll find out who the winner is. So, choose your partners, make your plans, and get to work.
Five. Hi, John. It's such a pity you weren't able to go hiking in the Lake District with me yesterday. While I was there, I came across a bridge in a really beautiful location. I took a few photos and recorded a short video. The amazing thing about the bridge is that it is made completely out of paper. In fact, 22,000 sheets of paper were needed to construct it, but no glue, metal, or wood was used. The bridge was created by an environmental artist called Steve Messam. I'm going back there next weekend. Would you like to come?